Almost 7 o'clock.
Don't be the one to forget. Send your partner some love for your anniversary this year with Unpussed. Unpussed for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Seven, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good morning. An appeal for witnesses is being made over a hit and run in Dublin during the week. An e-scooter driver was injured in a crash in Ballybock on Tuesday, as Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The man in his 40s was driving an e-scooter which collided with a car in Ballybock shortly after 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. It happened at the junction of Ballybock Road and Spring Garden Street. The car failed to stay at the scene. The man was taken to the Mater Hospital, where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car has yet to come forward. Garda are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the crash to contact them.
A youth-led anti-racism summit is being held in Cork today. Representatives from Cork City Council, along with various youth organisations and policymakers, will gather to discuss ways of tackling racism in society. The aim is to promote inclusivity and awareness of the issue, particularly in education. Youth mentor at the Cork Migrant Centre, Raphael Olympio, explains what young people contribute to the conversation.
The importance of listening to the voices of young people is quite essential for today, because it's not about just responding, but it's about understanding where they're coming from, where their concerns are coming from, and why they want Cork to be a more inclusive and safer space for everyone.
A commemoration is being held today to mark the 50th anniversary of the deadliest event in history of the Troubles. President Michael D. Higgins, as well as the Taoiseach an Tánaiste, will attend the memorial to honour the 34 people who were killed in a series of bomb attacks in Dublin and Monaghan on the 17th of May 1974. Margaret Irwin of Justice for the Forgotten says the event is important to help victims' families.
It is very hard for the families when the anniversary comes around, and especially a big one like this one, a very significant one. But at the same time, they feel so much better when they're able to honour their lost loved ones. But commemoration is very important for healing.
Finally, Bruce Springsteen rocked Cork Super Value Parky Cueve last night. Spirits were not dampened with the punters despite the heavy rain. And while we're in May, that didn't stop the boss from spreading cheer with 222 days to the big day. Sport is next.
The EuroMillions Ireland only raffle is back. So tonight, 1 million euro must be won in Ireland. Not maybe won, or might be won. It must be won. Play EuroMillions tonight for your chance to win.
The National Lottery. It could be you. Play responsibly. Play for fun.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
Rory McIlroy is well placed after his opening round of the US PGA Championship. The Ulsterman recovered from a mid-round wobble in Kentucky to hit three successive birdies on the back nine to card a 500 par round of 66, and he's feeling confident.
You know, my game this year in terms of like putting, scrambling, iron plays coming together, if I can do all that the way I have been and just hit a few more fairways with the driver, I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, Xander Schauffele is the man to catch. He hit a course record 9 under par round of 62. Shane Lowry back on 2 under. Leeds are the first side through to the championship playoff final. They romped to a 4-0 second leg win at home to Norwich to win the tie by the same score.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the all-electric ID Buzz. WesternMotors.ie.
Well, so far in Dublin this morning, the end. N3 is very busy in and around Junction 3, Clonsilla, while St John's Road inbound has delays between Military Road and the Quays, while traffic is back inbound from Sheriff Street to Samuel Beckett Bridge.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Cloudy with patchy light rain or drizzle this morning across Munster and Connacht. Showers will be mixed with spells of sunshine in the afternoon, with highs of 17 to 19 degrees. You're up to date to the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits. Colm and Lucy in the morning. What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
€3,000 in cash. Oh, I need to sign that. Okay, it's Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Colm. How are you?
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm fine.
How's Liz Dole? You sound quite serious, Liz.
No, I'm not serious. How's Liz Dole? Liz Dole is fine and dull and misty.
Dull and misty, wow. Okay.
Hopefully that'll clear. Yeah, any plans for the weekend, Liz?
No, just chilling out.
Chilling out.
Oh, my kind of weekend.
How do you chill out, Liz? What do you do? Give us your secret, Liz.
Feet up.
What do I do? Nothing, basically.
Well, that's all we need to know, Liz. What is it? What is this? What is the question?
What is the question? What how many computer screens has Colm in front of it?
Oh, well, that's an interesting one. I don't think we've had that before. Let's see. Put it in. The answer is 2. It's a clever. That is a clever question. But it's wrong. It's not the question.
Thank you.
It's not the question. But in fairness, I do have two screens in front of me.
And it could have been a conversation you realistically would have had with Lucy talking about work. Yeah, so Liz, I liked the guess.
I liked it. I'm actually only looking at the studio now for the first time with my eyes open. There's seven screens in the studio.
Is there?
It's bad, isn't it? There's two behind you. You've got one, two in me and two over there. Liz, sorry, we're boring you. Have a great weekend.
And you too.
And you too.
Bye, Liz. And we've got Mary Donovan on the line calling from Galway, I believe. Morning, Mary. Are you there, Mary?
Oh, what's happened, Mary? Oh, hang on a second.
Press the button for Mary,
can
please.
Can you sing for a while?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mary, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning. Yeah, love.
So is it misty and dull in Galway like it is in Listowel?
Ah, oh, kind of assuming for a big shower of rain.
Oh, no.
Really?
Right, okay. Mary, what will you do for the weekend?
God knows.
Well, God knows, but I can't ask him. Do you know what you're going to do?
Well, nothing much.
Nothing much.
Everyone's having a quiet weekend this weekend.
Quiet weekend.
Liz and Mary are going to go absolutely crazy this weekend. They just won't tell us.
They're on the tear.
You've got plans, Donovan. You have.
Oh.
Right. Go on then.
What do you think the question is, Mary?
Oh, I'll give it a guess. I can't believe you have only two kids.
Right. Okay.
How?
Ah, the answer is two. So technically the question is, how many kids do you have? Right.
Two.
Okay. Well, was that the question that time? No. Not that time. Okay.
Okay.
Mary, get yourself ready now for the weekend. It's going to be crazy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mary. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye-bye.
There two computer screens, two kids, but neither of them were the question.
I know, there you go. Okay, we'll do it again, the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh,
the
I like
way.
This song.
Well, thank you very much. I'm actually playing it on my guitar now. Stay with us, we've got some great stories about twins, and you have a really, really interesting
That's
story.
It's not that
so.
Interesting, Colm. Stop overselling. And the women tug their hair like they're trying to prove it won't fall out. And all the men are gargoyles dip long in Irish stout. The whole place is pickled. The people are pickles for sure. And no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. And everyone is blonde and everyone is beautiful. And when blonde and beautiful are multiple, they become so dull and dutiful. And when faced with dull and dutiful, they fire red warning flares, battle cocky personality with red underwear. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Pickles for sure, and no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Alone, alone. Ooh, this could be Rotterdam. Or anywhere.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colin and Lucy in the morning. Beautiful South and
that's a really nice, relaxing song, isn't it?
Yeah, just
you just want to kick back.
It's just like a boat in a river, isn't it? It just sort of cruises along.
They don't make songs like that anymore that are so
zen.
They
don't make songs like that. No, they actually don't, really, do they? No.
Sorry, can I just tell you, I was in Cork yesterday for work, right, for telly, and the whole city was hopping. And
oh,
I was like,
course,
what is
yeah,
this all about?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I, of course, saw the T-shirts being sold. Yeah. Springsteen, The Boss was being played. Every shop you went into,
really?
People out in the pubs, the atmosphere was amazing.
Yeah.
I was jealous.
Oh, apparently the gig last night. Hey, if you were there, give us a quick
voice. What it was like.
0871 88 0008. Apparently the gig was absolutely amazing. It did, it rained a little bit, but nobody cared. And you don't at a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Don't even notice, probably.
Just before seven, there was a great story going around, right? And it's about these twins, identical twins.
Yeah.
And one of them wanted to go away on holidays and went to the boss and said, can I have a day off? And that boss said, no, you can't. We need you in that day. But she'd booked flights.
Ah.
So she got her identical twin to go in and work for her.
I love this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is interesting because as adults, you would think they'd be less recognised or, you know,
yeah,
less inclined to swap and people get away
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, well, they nearly got away with it, except they posted it on social media.
No!
Hey, great day being my twin in work.
And the boss caught.
TikTok, well, somebody said, John, do you see what's going on on TikTok?
Denise is not Denise.
So I just, because we worked with somebody years ago on another station, Jeremy and myself, Leon Ellison. Good morning if you're there, Leon. And Leon had a twin. And Leon's twin worked around the corner from where we worked in a bar, right, in a hotel. And you'd often go in and you'd be sitting there and Leon would go behind the bar with his twin brother. You could not tell the guys apart. If the brother came out and sat down, you would think you're talking to Leon.
Like I dated an identical twin for years as
did
well.
You?
Yeah, it's good fun.
Did you date just one of them?
As far as I know.
Did anything ever happen?
No, of course not.
In other words, you're not telling.
But I would get them confused the odd time if, because we all worked in a bar. And I would get confused and I saw one of them in the distance. Which one is it again? Oh, yeah, it's my boyfriend.
Would you? That's
yeah,
mad,
they were
isn't
identical.
Yeah. Okay. That's really mad. So we have a few stories actually from people.
Go on,
people who have
swapped
had
with
issues.
Their twins.
Yeah, yeah, people who've had the issues or people who are identical twins. A couple of stories. Here we go.
Hi, Colm. Years ago, when I was in college in Galway, I met this girl inside in CP's nightclub. And we were chatting away and we were getting on great anyway, and so we had a bit of a shift. And she said she'd go off then and find a few friends or go to the toilet or something. And we said we'd meet up again. And I said I'd go up and I'd grab a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
So I came back to where she was anyway and I gave her the drink and we started chatting away again. And sure, we got on great again and we started shifting away as well.
Yeah.
The only thing was, she seemed a small bit indifferent. It was like she'd different clothes on or something,
oh,
you know.
No.
So another 5 or so minutes passed.
Yeah.
Before the first girl I was chatting to came back. It turns out they were both identical twins.
Oh, no.
They both said this was too weird and they both did a runner on me.
No. But I get it. Also, you spent ages on your night out, you're in your teenage years, plotting your outfit. And the guy you fancy and you're having a shift with doesn't notice your brand new pink blouse.
That is such a guy thing.
Such a bloke thing. Doesn't notice that one is wearing a dress, one's wearing jeans and a top.
Okay, we'll get one more out.
My father one time was doing the sitting room wallpaper.
Yeah.
And me and my twin brother were actually little gougers at the time. And we were sitting around we looked at a bag that looked like fizz.
Yeah.
And my father decided to have his dinner.
Right.
And while he was having his dinner in the kitchen, me and my twin brother opened the bag and had it and thought it was fizz. I'm 56 years of age,
yeah,
and I still remember it to this day. My palate was very sticky.
Oh, no.
When my father came in,
yeah,
and he seen the pack was about half gone, he wanted to know what happened. And we told him it was fizz.
Fizz, no.
And he laughed so loud.
Yeah.
He went in and told my mother. And we were sent to bed.
They both ate wallpaper paste. Now, I've got to say,
I love the way they were sent to bed as opposed to the hospital. You're going to bed.
The old days. The old days you were just sitting.
It's like when you got kicked out of your house in the morning. Don't come back till it's dark. Okay.
Dad, I broke my leg. Go to bed. But I like the fact that identical twins, they will do exactly the same thing. Like if a twin puts his hand on fire, the other twin will as well. like at a very early age, they do exactly the same.
Have you seen that thing on Instagram at the moment, all the videos where the twins are behind a door, one on one side, one on the other, and the person goes, raise your arm, they raise the same arm, raise your leg, make a smiley face, make a heart face, do a dance, they all do the same thing.
Oh wow, okay, okay, if you've got an identical twin, if you've got an identical twin story, we're here.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Preena Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with club classics. Non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Bring on summer at Dunn Stores with everything you need for breakfast, lunch, dinner and treats in the frozen aisle. Refreshing smoothies for breakfast are made easy with a selection of vibrant Dunn Stores frozen fruit, just €2. Make quick and tasty lunches and dinners with a range of delicious chicken goujons and fillets, only €3.99. Then treat yourself with a box of ice creams, now 2 for €5. Plus, you can save at the till with a 5 off 25 grocery voucher. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used to next grocery shop of €50 or more.
Save with Maxi Zoo deals of the month this May. Get €8 off Red Mill's Winner 15 kilo dry dog food, now from just €31.99. Plus save €20 off Hill's Cat 7 kilo, now only €64.99. Available online and in store while stocks last. See more at maxizoo.ie.
Jennifer Haskins here from Two's Company. I'm often asked, what kind of people join a dating agency? Well, people exactly like you. In life, we invest in material things and we don't always put ourselves first. And we all know how important a good relationship is. So when you're ready to make that move, we're here to find that someone special for you. Trust the professionals. See twoscompany.ie today. And remember, you're in good company with Two's Company.
Charge into summer with TUI. Secure your holiday today with savings for families and adults flying from Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Holiday sorted. TUI. Live happy.
Attention, please.
Don't miss the May Madness sale, only at Essential Bathroom and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick. Ceramic and porcelain tiles from $9.99. Laminate flooring starting from $9.99. Shower doors from $1.99. Thermostatic rain shower for just $1.99. Tail warmers from €99. Job lots from €20. Bathroomware, tiles, wooden floors and internal doors all reduced. The May Madness sale has begun at Essential Bathrooms and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick.
If it's time for a new corporate website, time to up your SEO, time to sell online, talk to Web Dev Builders. We create branded websites that are designed to sell. We help businesses get found online, and we'll integrate your apps seamlessly. Web Dev Builders, award-winning support is available 24/7, and we go above and beyond to deliver outstanding service. Bring your company's vision to life. See webdevbuilders.ie.
When spending time at our beaches, rivers and lakes, put water safety first. Safe always supervises children closely. Safe wears a life jacket when boating or angling. Safe swims within your depth and stays within your depth. This is Water Safety Ireland. Better safe than sorry. For advice, visit watersafety.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
Love to snap pictures of your meals? Atlantia Clinical Trials is looking for adults aged 18 to 65 to join their research study looking at the effectiveness of an AI camera to log your meals and measure dietary intake. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €400 compensation upon completion. For details and to join the study, visit atlantiaclinicaltrials.com. atlantiaclinicaltrials.com, proving global science locally.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know it all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brain.
that don't impress me much. Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Joking, right? Oh, you think you're something special. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but haven't got the touch. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Laura is with us for a Friday, and we're talking about twins, okay? Let's wrap it up, because Anne wants to talk about Anne's mum is a twin.
Good morning, Colm and Laura. Just to let you know, my mum, she's a 96-year-old surviving twin.
Wow.
And on several occasions, when she'd be going to one of the niece's weddings or nephews, the two of them would turn up in the same dress. So then it turned out to be a shopping exhibition for the next wedding. Then birthday cards, many, many times they'd send each other exactly the same birthday card in the post. That's Anne Moore, Garristown. Love the show. Bye.
You were saying that, Laura. That.
Yeah, they both think of the same thing to buy.
Because you said something about...
A pal of mine has twin sisters.
Yeah.
It was her birthday. And the two of them sent the exact same outfit. One was living in America at the time. And one was away in New York.
And they said exactly the same outfit.
Exactly like Anne said. Same top, same skirt. And the sister was like, seriously?
Wow. So there must be, there's definitely at the start sort of some sort of shared genetic genes, mental.
Well, for identical twins, of course.
Well, everything else is shared, but also then the brain. The brain impulses, the brain waves, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. It's
crazy.
Mad, isn't it?
I know. Imagine having a clone of yourself. I think you and me would probably like it, being narcissists.
I wouldn't have you just one.
What? Would you be triplets? Yeah. Quads.
Okay, 7:30 to the newsroom. Dan is there.
Thank you, Colin. Good morning. There's been a major increase in the cost of purchase and the rent of modular buildings for school in the last year. €282 million was spent on the purchase of prefab style buildings in 2023. €43 million was spent on renting them, which is up from €41 million the previous year and €29 million in 2021. Aid agencies claim the newly created US port on Gaza will struggle to distribute aid to the region. A floating pier has been completed off the coast to deliver humanitarian humanitarian aid to over a million Palestinians facing famine. Overland aid convoys have been severely restricted, with the Rafah crossing closed. Donald Trump's former lawyer has admitted to discreetly recording a conversation with his client. At Mr. Trump's hush money trial, Michael Cohen agreed that it wasn't ethical. The former US president is charged with 34 counts of fraud and also paying off the adult film star Stormy Daniels, who claims to have had an affair with him. Mr. Trump denies the charges. To sport, and Rory McIlroy is feeling good after his opening round of the US PGA Championship. He's 5 under par in Valhalla. That is 4 shots off the leader Xander Schauffele. Shane Lowry isn't too far away on 2 under, but Patrick Harrington had a mare, finishing on 6 over par. St. Pat's have a new man in the dugout for tonight's League of Ireland Premier Division clash at home to Derry. Stephen Kenny installed yesterday as the Inchicore side aim for success under the former Ireland boss. Among tonight's other games, leader Shelburne have Waterford at Tolka Park. Showers expected in the south and west, while it's mostly dry in the east, and highs of 17 degrees.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
In Limerick, the Dublin Road outbound is very busy approaching at St. Patrick's Road, while the hospital is the hospital road is closed because of construction works. In Galway, the Tuam Road inbound slows down just before Mareview Business Park. In Dublin, Eastwall Road is at a complete stop between Alfieburn Road and the Dublin Port flyover, while Temple Oak Road inbound is solid approaching a Terranure Cross. The North Keys are busy approaching O'Connell Bridge, and the N7 finally is congested between Junction 1A Newlands Cross and the M50. And now you're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Cheers, man. It is 7.32. Stay with us. Celebrity Loose with Laura Woods is on the way. Or it's like Celebrity List today.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Great list for you.
Great list. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Johnny Ride. You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Now in Celebrity Loose this morning, a new poll is out.
Yeah.
A list of the most disliked celebs.
Oh.
Which is just mean.
Yeah. Well, is it?
Yeah, it is. 31.4 thousand voters.
Well,
we always say to each other, be kind. But in the meantime, tell me about the people you hate.
Well,
please,
yeah.
Please
yeah.
join our poll.
But you just, I don't know. It's okay. I mean, celebrities put themselves out there to be liked or disliked.
To be liked or disliked. Well,
yeah, yeah.
Well, number one, I mean, I'm just so offended by this list anyway, because the first three are women.
Okay.
So that just annoys me.
Well, that's
me.
Wrong. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Number one, who do you think it might be topping the list of most disliked celebs?
Okay, I did see this this morning because this really, really irred me. I got really annoyed.
Okay,
because I know it's Meghan Markle at number one, and
yes.
I have so much respect for that woman, and I absolutely think she is brilliant. There you go.
Well, I'd agree with you. I like her too. Number two is Amber Heard.
Again, like
both women being seen in the public eye as having slighted or wronged men.
I mean, if you believe some of the evidence, she was very badly slighted, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't agree with that.
Ellen DeGeneres at number three.
I can understand there why people, because there was a lot of talk about the way she treated her staff,
at
you know?
At the sort of end of her show run, which had gone on for many years, and she did a lot of great work during that run of the show. For the LGBTQI community.
Prince
Harry, Duke of Sussex.
Again, this is so Daily Mail, isn't it?
And Oprah Winfrey is number five, with Bill Cosby number six.
Now, listen, we can get that, okay.
Yeah, but to have Meghan Markle, Amber Heard, Ellen, Prince Harry and Oprah.
Before Bill Cosby.
They're the first five. Interestingly, three of the Kardashians made the list up to number 20.
Can I ask you, why would Oprah Winfrey be there?
I've no idea.
Like, she's a fantastic woman. She's done so much for so many people.
Successful.
Yeah, is that what
longevity.
It is?
Longevity.
Success, yeah.
Well, what are your grounds for disliking someone? Sometimes somebody can just irk you, but you don't really know why.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just the personality. You can just go, no, just there's just something about that person I don't like.
But there's nothing wrong with them.
No, but I think the Meghan thing is the English royalists going, oh, my God, she's destroyed the Prince Harry. No, he made his choices, and I think he made the right choices.
Fully grown man. Exactly.
Fully grown man. He saw what happened to his mum. You know, so.
Well, that is the list of most disliked celebs. I don't like that list.
Right.
So
you don't like that list.
No, I don't know why
I'm talking
about it.
Will I get rid of it?
Don't like this one either.
Oh, for God's sake.
I have another one, which I don't like today.
Go on, I love this.
Jeremy Clarkson has been crowned the sexiest man by voters over in the UK for the second year running.
Right, okay, yeah.
So this is a poll which was conducted by Illicit Encounters.
Right.
A dating site for married individuals.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we know who's voting, yeah.
And they voted Jeremy Clarkson ahead of, sorry, number two
was
Tom Holland. Like, they are such polar opposites. Jeremy Clarkson, age, everything about him. Tom Holland, Spider-Man, dinky, like, obviously a grown man in his, what, mid-20s now? But looks a lot younger.
I think Tom Holland in his day with the curly hair could look like Jeremy Clarkson's son.
Oh, son, yeah.
Son, yeah, yeah.
Peaky Blinders star Cillian Murphy also made it into the top 10.
Yeah, okay.
Had to settle for fifth place, though.
I'm sure he's happy with that.
So this is Jeremy Clarkson's second time. Now, he is doing that farm show. Is it the Grand Tour?
Everyone's going crazy. No, it's
as
Jeremy.
As well, and Top Gear. So he's got Clarkson's Farm, the Grand Tour, and Top Gear.
Well, Top Gear's gone.
But people would know. I would still know.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it about Jeremy Clarkson that has all these ladies?
Like, you read him in what is he? Sunday Times. He's misogynistic. He's annoying.
Female members.
I just don't like him at all. I can't even watch The Farm. And I know people are saying it's brilliant, but I just constantly want to just slap him on the back.
Well, people are saying that everyone knows about his brash persona, but actually the latest series of The Farm shows a different side of him, tugs at the heartstrings. I haven't seen it now.
Would you recommend it? I haven't seen it.
Why do you not like it then?
I don't like him.
Oh yeah.
I can't get past not liking him.
So he should be on that previous list for you then.
Exactly, yeah.
Did you ever like him? Top Gear and stuff.
No, I was never Top Gear. I just found that
funny
all
back in the day.
No, I liked the other lads. I didn't like him. I just thought he was a bit annoying. Always annoying.
Well, I wonder, did he get an award for this? Is he laughing all the way to the bank? He could pull it
off.
Do
you really want to have an award on your fireplace from Illicit Encounters?
Say the sexiest person in the world. I'll take it. That is it for Celebrity Loose, Celebrity Lists at the moment.
Yeah.
We've got more coming up after nine.
Celebrity Loose.
with the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile and Wood. At Limerick Tile and Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unparalleled value. Visit Limerick Tile and Wood, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, or see tileandwoodcentre.ie.
Hotels. We often play host to so many of life's big events, whether they're a once-in-a-lifetime occasion or those few magical moments away each year. At FBD Hotels and Resorts, our teams are committed to making every visit memorable, whether it's a drink with an old friend or making that perfect business pitch. Behind each memory is a team that cares. FBD Hotels and Resorts. It's just our way.
Can someone throw another fish in a barbie?
That's right, it's summertime, and that means time to cook al fresco. But why shop boring old bangers when you can buy brilliantly fresh fish from Galway Bay Seafoods? We've cod, salmon, prawns, lobster, ready-to-cook dishes and fish to pop straight on the griddle. Galway Bay Seafoods has been family-run for over 70 years. So stock up today at Galway Docks and GalwayBaySeafoods.com.
Sheyan Shachtu La da Vian Vehiv La na Votala. Aaron Lashing. Ifer earth vota a chaos natauchoin orpacha, snatauchoin archula, agus, mata tu clara eliminach, idauchan verde nua limini. Ta olas vina tauchoin er fadavegar shul er in shachtu la de vian vehiv, er electoral commission punkai e. She de vota de ha. Na lig de rina ella larter de hun marshin. Ka vota, agus bila clashtail er in shachtu la de vian vehiv. On Commission Tawachain. Commission Navsplach Tawachain the Hayden.
Ireland's biggest bathroom sale is now on. Only at City Tiles and Bathrooms in Toker and North Point, Blackpool, Cork, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, and Ballymount, Dublin. Up to 75% off bathroom vanity units, shower doors, and our new ranges of porcelain and ceramic tiles. City Tiles and Bathrooms, Ireland's largest tile and bathroom superstores. Bathroom sale now on.
Looking to enroll in courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
What can we afford? Who can I talk to? Can I track my progress online? Do we have all the documents? How quick is approval?
There's a lot to think about when buying your first home. But with AIB support, getting your mortgage sorted is easier. So you can focus on the questions you really care about.
Could this be home?
Talk to us today. AIB, for the life you're after. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Over 18s only. Security may be required. Allied Irish Banks PLC is an authorised agent and servicer of AIB Mortgage Bank UC in relation to the origination and servicing of mortgage loans and mortgages. Allied Irish Banks PLC and AIB Mortgage Bank UC are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely. space on such a timeless flight.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colin and Lucy in the morning. Elton John's Rocketman. I'm just actually thinking, because we're talking about twins. Is there any the Olsen twins? I'm thinking, is there any famous celebrity twins?
Celebrity, yeah. Twins. Well, Scarlett Johansson and her twin brother, but he's obviously doesn't work in the entertainment industry.
I didn't know she had a twin brother. Okay.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher has a twin brother.
Gary Kemp. Are the Kemp brothers twins? The twins, Spandau Ballet lads. I'll be told.
Ross Kemp and
Gary Kemp. No, not Ross Kemp. Gary. And what's the other one's chap's name? Martin. Martin and Gary Kemp, yeah. The Olsen twins. You remember the Olsen
twins?
Yeah,
oh my gosh, they're identical.
Yeah, they're out of the business.
And their
now.
Sister is... No, they have a really famous fashion line.
Brand, yeah, yeah. No,
but their sister Elizabeth Olsen is still very much in the acting business, yeah.
Yeah. God, is there anyone else? Who else? Celebrity twins, there you go.
Celeb twins. Or is there any celeb triplets?
Oh, now you're pushing the boat.
What?
Yeah. Anyway... We've been talking about twins, identical twins, and great identical twin stories. So let's bring, we're going to wrap it up. Let's bring Joanne in. Go on, Joanne.
Morning, lads. We had identical twins walking here as interns. I didn't know. I walk in the canteen.
Yeah.
The first one would come in for his lunch, and then the second fellow would follow about 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
I just thought, my God, he's one greedy git. Until they came in together one day. We had a good laugh about it. Go on.
Brilliant.
That's so good.
Oh, yeah. Susan, bring it on in.
Hey, Colm and Laura. I'm not a twin, but my best friend is a twin.
Wow.
And her and her sister were pregnant at the same time about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grant. And then my friend was booked in for C-section on a particular day. Grant. And lo and behold, her twin sister, twin neighbour on the same day. And I think they had them an hour apart. Yeah. One had a boy and one had a girl. Crazy stuff.
That is
what
crazy.
You're saying there about, obviously, the other twin just, I don't know, felt something and decided, yeah, it's time. So there you go, mad. I know. Great show. Thanks, Will.
Cheers. There is a science that there's some
that's
sort
so
of
interesting.
Yeah, there's
so one
something.
Was scheduled for a cesarean section, yeah. So that would be in the diary, and then the other one, who was probably not due for another couple of weeks, gave birth the same day, went into labour.
It's mad, isn't it? Did twins have twins, identical twins?
Is it not supposed to skip a generation?
Yeah, as Nicole, isn't that atavism? When it's atavistic, that's why you take on your grandparents' personality more than you take on your parents' personality, and that's why grandparents and kids get on so well. Yeah, yeah.
That would explain a lot.
It's called atavistic. But do you think there's ever been a time when identical twins have given birth to identical twins at exactly the same time?
Well, I don't know, but I do remember reading this article about a couple in the States.
Yeah.
Identical twin girls married identical twin boys, and they both had a boy each, not twins.
Yeah, yeah.
But those boys, their DNA, they're like brothers as opposed to cousins, even though they're cousins, because the DNA of the mum is the same as the DNA of the dad, both of them.
It's mad. That's mad.
It's too early to pink my brain this much.
Okay, very quickly. No, it's really, I mean, we should just stop playing music and just talk about twins for the next 3 years.
We don't know enough to talk about twins.
Well, people are helping us, like
but
Bernard.
I like the
like
science
Bernard.
Behind it.
Hey, guys, what about Bros?
Ross.
We're Bros, not brothers.
Oh, no, Matt and Luke Goss were twins.
Wow. Jedward.
How could we forget Jedward?
I try every day.
Identical twins.
Wow, okay. Jeez, this show has taken on a completely different turn than I thought it would. Yeah. All right, listen, anything else, keep them coming in. If not, we've loads of places to go. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Shooting an apple off my head.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Laura's here with us, and we have seven deadly spins after 8 o'clock.
Looking forward to giving away some money today.
Yep.
Let's make it a good Friday. Mm-hmm. Here is your teaser question for seven deadly spins. I have mascarpone cheese, ladyfinger biscuits, and espresso coffee. What dessert am I making?
Ooh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Kitsch, those three ingredients.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be very interesting in the spelling of the answer as well.
People Does the spelling always, matter?
People always get this wrong when they spell it.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't look like it should be
No,
spelled.
It doesn't sort of, does it? Okay.
But anyway, if you think you know the answer, do get in touch with us. You can WhatsApp us 0871880008.
All right, 0871880008. We'll do it after 8 o'clock.
At Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, we're ready to get the gang back together this summer.
Our famous listener parties are back.
And our first stop is the one and only Cork City. Get ready to party on June 13th with Trina Mara, Damien Farrelly, Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy,
along with Cork's own Dave Mack and more of your favourite presenters.
There'll be food and drinks.
And the chance to win amazing prizes.
It's all happening at the Voodoo Rooms and Pop Scene, Cork's number one late night venue.
Do you voodoo?
Want to be there?
Then keep it here.
We'll have tickets to win starting Monday morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio,
the home of the 80s and 90s.
At Vodafone, we know this is the age of new. New trends, new ideas, new tech. But don't forget the not so new, like that old smartphone tucked away in a drawer. That smartphone is really e-waste. But trade it in with Vodafone and we'll recycle and repurpose it, and even put some money back in your pocket. In with the old. Search Vodafone trade-in or go in store today. Vodafone, together we can.
Trade-in eligibility criteria apply. For full terms, see vodafone.ie/terms.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
What can we afford? Who can I talk to? Can I track my progress online? Do we have all the documents? How quick is approval?
There's a lot to think about when buying your first home, but with AIB's support, getting your mortgage sorted is easier. So you can focus on the questions you really care about.
Could this be home?
Talk to us today. AIB, for the life you're after. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Over 18s only. Security may be required. Allied Irish Banks PLC is an authorised agent and servicer of AIB Mortgage Bank UC in relation to the origination and servicing of mortgage loans and mortgages. Allied Irish Banks PLC and AIB Mortgage Bank UC are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.